This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I often note, I love it when people know the right thing to say in a difficult situation. And here's an example where a doctor knew the right thing to say. So my friend was pregnant, and she wanted to find out whether she was going to have a boy or a girl. So she was in suspense, and then the day came when she was going to find out, and she goes in, and she said to the doctor, "I'm so excited to be pregnant. I want a boy. I want a girl. I don't care. I'm so excited." And so he said to her, "Well, you're having a boy." And she said, "Wow, you know, I really want a boy, and I'm really happy that I'm having a boy, but I really feel sad, too, and I feel bad about the fact that I'm feeling sad that I'm not having a girl." And he said something that I thought was so true. He said, "Of course you're sad. Before you knew, both outcomes were a possibility. And now you know that it's going to be one thing and not the other. So it's sad to feel regret about whatever is not happening." And I thought that was such a good reminder, because sometimes in life, going down one path means abandoning another path. And it's natural to feel regret about the path not taken. That doesn't mean you're unhappy with the outcome. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.